Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Pastor Steve Swinburne with Price Chapel. And as always, Pastor Steve, a pleasure to get you in. I appreciate you taking out the time.
Thanks for having me today, Jordan.
Definitely, definitely. It's a fun time of the year. I know it's a busy time of the year. I could be wrong here, but tell me if I'm right or wrong. Two times of the year that Price Chapel really goes above and beyond, and that's Christmas and that's Easter.
Yeah, those are big times of the year for us, obviously. Big times of year because that's when Jesus was born at Christmas, celebrating his birth, and then Easter, Holy Week, we're celebrating the death and the resurrection of Christ.
Now, this year, you guys have something new in store, which I think is going to be very cool. In fact, Friday from 7 to 8 p.m., it's a Good Friday worship gathering, and it's going to take place at the Carbon County Event Center. So that's a big venue change.
Yeah, we're going big this year. We have six churches involved, so we want to invite the whole community out, regardless of if you're part of one of these churches or not, you're invited. 7 to 8 this Friday. Good Friday is all about remembering the crucifixion of Christ, and the event will just be an hour of singing songs, reading scriptures, praying, celebrating communion, meditating on the cross, and it's being sponsored by Gospel Community Church, Liberty Faith Fellowship, New Life Ministries and Helper, Price Chapel, Price United Methodist Church, and the Trinity Christian Center.
How did this all come together? And you and I talked a little bit off of the cuff, and I'm sure there are several people wondering the same thing. How did this all come together? It's been something that's been in the works for a while, right?
Yeah, the last few years, it's really been building. A couple years ago, we did a Good Friday gathering with two churches, last year with three churches, and this year we've kind of expanded it, and we've been doing a lot of things together as churches and pastors lately, and been really cool to see just that unity taking place in our city.
As far as the event itself goes, for someone who's never been, what can they expect?
You just come on in. There, it'll be real low-key. You can wear jeans and a t-shirt if you want. Don't have to feel like you need to get dressed up. You'll be able to sit in a chair and engage as much as you feel comfortable. The lights will be dim. There'll be some great music and scriptures and prayer, and should be really just an inspirational time.
It's a very, you mentioned low-key. I mean, it is a very relaxed environment. I mean, that's always the case with Price Chapel, especially when you guys put on, you know, the extracurricular events. Very low-key, very relaxed, and a good time. I mean, that's basically what you guys preach, right?
Yeah, yep. We want everyone to feel welcome and come experience the love of God.
Now, what do you guys have planned beyond Friday service?
Yeah, Easter Sunday, we have a lot going on. So we're doing two worship gatherings on Easter morning, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. They'll be the same, so you're welcome to come to either one. The 11 a.m. we'll have our full kids ministry for infants through fifth grade. And then at 10 a.m. we're having a free breakfast, so you can hit that on either side of the 9 a.m. service or before the 11 a.m. service, free breakfast with all the fixings. It'll be a great time celebrating the resurrection.
How many people does it take to put this weekend together? Because that's a lot. I mean, you guys have a lot planned.
Yeah, it takes a lot of volunteers. I imagine we'll have over 30 volunteers just pulling off our Easter services, 30 or 40 wow. people just involved with that on the volunteer level.
And I'm sure it's not something you guys throw together at the last moment. This probably takes a whole year to put this whole thing together, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're always thinking and dreaming about themes and how we want to communicate these messages that's are timeless, and the story that has been communicated for 2,000 years, how do we communicate that in a fresh way that makes the familiar unfamiliar so that it brings awe and reverence to our hearts again?
I'm sure that that's probably the most challenging aspect of your job, but at the same time, probably the most fun, right? Figuring out new ways to relay this message?
Yeah, it's really going to use my creative side, and it is a lot of fun.
How is it working with so many different churches for an event like this? I mean, is it seamless?
It's been great. Yeah, it's been pretty seamless as far as everyone's really just gotten along well, and there's not agendas on the table, and just a lot of moving parts to organize, and we're really excited for doing that together as a community.
Again, we're being joined right now by Pastor Steve Swinburne of Price Chapel. Now, Steve, I want you to go ahead and go over all the logistics once again. Let's start by talking about Friday's event again at the Carbon County Event Center.
Yeah. So Good Friday, this Friday, March 30th, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., you're invited to the Carbon County Event Center for the Good Friday worship gathering. And then on Easter Sunday, I'd love to invite you to Price Chapel if you don't have a church to go to for our worship gatherings, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., your choice. You can pick one of them. And then 10 a.m., we have a free breakfast as well at Price Chapel located next to Wendy's.
Any questions or any more information that someone may need, best way to go about getting a hold of you or the church or anyone else? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, you can check out our website, pricechapel.org, or you can download our church app You can also check us out on Facebook, Instagram. We also have Facebook events going for each of these events on Facebook that you can get all the details there.
Pastor Steve Swinburne of Price Chapel joining us today. Thank you so much for the time, and hopefully you'll see the entire community out there Friday night.
Thanks, Jordan.
For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.